From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, you'll meet the artist behind an unusual painting technique that requires boxing gloves. We'll begin, though, with a North Texas woman finding success running a small business. Yolanda Cuevas grew up picking cotton in Central Texas, but these days she runs Cuevas Distribution, a small medical supply company in Fort Worth. KERA's Doali Saikautau reports the company received a $150,000 grant from Chase Bank.
It's not obvious when you first meet her, but eventually someone asks a question of this 67-year-old executive.
What happened to your hands here? I said, well, they've had a rough life.
Yolanda Cuevas, the third child of 13 kids, thinks she didn't fully grow.
My fingers have always been crooked like that, and I wonder if, you know, I didn't have proper nutrition. I don't know.
Or maybe it had something to do with working in cotton fields just outside of San Marcos as a kid. Back then, Cuevas was a third of the size of the sack she carried, and daily, she says, she filled it with 100 pounds of cotton, often in 100-degree heat.
It was very, very hot out there and no breeze. So when we did get that one breeze every once in a while, it was kind of like somebody throwing a bucket of water on you. It just felt so good.
It also felt good when she could give her little fingers a break, drinking at the barrel of community water with her parents, siblings, and other migrant workers. Each summer, they'd pack into a covered truck, drive to the cotton fields before the sun was up, and work until the sun went down. Each row, she says, felt like 100 miles long. As she got older, the trucks took the workers farther, to Lubbock, to Ohio. Every truck stop was a lesson for the daughter of Mexican immigrants.
And in the restaurants, we have to use the back door. You know, I'm thinking, well, we're going to take it to go anyway. It's not like we're going to eat here. Those were years of learning and kind of realized that I needed to get an education.
She got herself through college, eventually learned the ropes at a bank, and at the age of 46, she started a medical distribution business in Fort Worth.
Her dream was to, believe it or not, was to work in an air-conditioned office.
That's Pete Nardo, Senior Vice President of Chase Bank's Southern Region. He says Yolanda Cuevas' story is inspiring and her business a success story for others.
Her whole business model is based on service. When there's a problem with a delivery, there's a problem with product, they're there right away fixing it, and basically you call her.
That's why Cuevas Distribution won the grant from Chase. Yolanda Cuevas' 21-year-old company is a family affair. Kirsten Stafford works with her mother at the Fort Worth office.
Technology changes so fast that we haven't had the resources to keep up with it.
Before the grant, Cuevas Distribution had no Facebook page, no LinkedIn account, and no Twitter handle.
I don't even know what a tweet is. And I don't understand why you would want to tweet something out.
She and her twin sister, Shannon Chavera Cruz, just got back from Google headquarters in San Francisco, where they learned about social media. The older twin, who's the VP of operations, is based in Austin.
We're going to have to change the way we think to a certain extent because we've been so used to a fax machine, an email, and now we're going to be able to move away from that.
Chavera Cruz is still faxing vendors, doing things old school. Like many small business owners, Cuevas Distribution didn't have money to hire an IT person or upgrade its software.
That has been one of our goals that we have not yet been able to attain, is more web presence and e-commerce.
Back in the Fort Worth office, Yolanda Cuevas admits she's not computer savvy.
Even now they have trouble getting me to just do an order online. I have a tendency to want to resort to the old ways.
Her third daughter, Kimberly Chappell, is the office manager. She works daily with her mom.
A lot of people's American dream is to start their own business. Mom started the business a long time ago, and of course now she says in 5 years that she wants to retire and pass it down to the daughters, and I believe the other day she mentioned even the granddaughters.
Until then, as she did in those cotton fields years ago, Yolanda Cuevas says she'll continue to give 100% to her company.
This is easy compared to what I was doing back then.
Duahli Saikautau, KERA News, Fort Worth.
In the 1960s, Ushio Shinohara was a bad boy of the Japanese art world, but he and his wife, artist Noriko, spent decades struggling in New York. Then an Oscar-nominated documentary with Texas ties brought the couple new fame. The pair came to Dallas for a show at Kirk Hopper Gallery in Deep Ellum. KERA's Jerome Weeks got a look at how Ushio works.
It's 39 degrees in the open-air courtyard behind Kirk Hopper Gallery. But the 83-year-old artist, Ushio Shinohara, stands bare-chested. He wears shorts, goggles, and boxing gloves. He soaks the gloves in a bucket of black paint. He warns cameramen away from the 18-foot-long canvas that lines one wall.
Too close, okay? I don't care.
He pummels the canvas, splattering it, making it look like exploded Japanese calligraphy. Ushio developed this technique decades ago, inspired by Jackson Pollock's action paintings.
1960 is a very important year. European art culture started to come to Japan. Action painting is a big shock.
That's not all Ushio pioneered in Japan. His art is part performance work, part punk graffiti. But none of that sold in Japan in the 60s. So he grabbed a scholarship to New York. And there in 1972, he met Noriko.
So that's the day of my tragedy started.
What kind of tragedy?
Serious comedy.
The couple are widely known these days as Cutie and the Boxer. That's the title of the 2013 documentary about them. Cutie and the Boxer was written and directed by UT Austin graduate Zachary Heinzerling, and it was nominated for an Oscar. We see the Shinoharas in their chaotic, crumbling Brooklyn studio. Through Noriko's comic book-like paintings, the film recounts how she was a naive 19-year-old art student when she met Ushio. The former bad boy was now, in his 40s, just another starving artist.
He asked me, like 30 minutes, you have a bank account? Oh my!
Their comic bickering reveals them as classic opposites. He's brash and boyish, she's more reflective, with a quiet, mocking humor. They came from different worlds. She grew up middle class. His father was a penniless poet. When Ushio created boxing painting, he couldn't afford the gloves. He just wrapped his hands with old shirts. In 1972, Noriko was soon pregnant with their son, Alex, and she gave up her art to support the struggling family. In the 70s, it was still possible to live cheaply in New York, but Ushio was scavenging cardboard off the streets to make sculptures. Sculptures that often didn't sell.
How did you live in New York? How did you get by?
By miracle. We have to go to pawn shop. And when we get out from the door, mailman came. Hey, you have got a letter. And inside, check. Like that happened so often.
Back in Japan, Ushio's art had started to sell. In the 80s, his early work had finally found an audience. He'd become a hero to younger Japanese artists. But in 2006, resenting Ushio's treatment of her, Noriko created her semi-autobiographical cartoon character, Cutie. Cutie even takes over some of the documentary, Cutie and the Boxer. It's a love story, Noriko insists, but Cutie does get her own punches in. It's a love story, Ushio agrees.
What? That is a love story. I hate that. My taste is very strong, powerful, and aggressive.
But he admits he can't deny the effect Cutie and the Boxer has had. 3 days before their performance at Kirk Hopper Gallery, the Shinoharas went out for breakfast. They walked to the All Good Cafe.
And the waitress recognized us. And she was so happy. And she said she's a photographer. So we talked about photography. Then at the end, when I'm going to pay, she said, on me, on her.
Unbelievable.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Cutie and the Boxer in Dallas continues at Kirk Hopper Gallery through April 11th. Mostly cloudy skies ahead of us today with a high around 60. It's 50 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.